A cheerful greeting, friends, wherever you may be hearing the sound of my voice. It's a real pleasure to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. Did you know that we're in the evening of time and God is gleaning out the honest souls that are scattered throughout His great harvest field? The remnant of the great Gentile world is now being gleaned. Listen to this scripture from Isaiah 17:6. Yet gleaning grapes shall be left in it, as the shaking of an olive tree, two or three berries in the top of the uppermost bough, four or five in the outmost fruitful branches thereof, saith the Lord God of Israel. Now, this is a prophecy which was given some 735 years before Christ, and of course, we see it being fulfilled right in our day. You see, God is gleaning out those who are honest at heart and are willing to hear the truth. Did you know that not everyone will accept the truth? But I'm glad that God has a few berries in the top of the branches which He's still gleaning. Now, listen to this scripture from Isaiah 24:13. When thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people, there shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, and as the gleaning grapes when the vintage is done. Well, someone might ask, just where are these people whom God is gleaning? I will tell you honestly, friends, they are scattered in the sectarian world throughout many denominations who are not teaching the full truth. God is calling today for every honest-hearted person who's willing to accept the truth of the Bible to come out of spiritual Babylon. Now, I want you to listen carefully to this scripture in Ezekiel chapter 34 and beginning with verse 1. And I want you to decide whether or not this is the exact condition which is presently existing in the false religious movement of our day. Here it is. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves, and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land. and feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. Wouldn't you say that this scripture is being fulfilled by many who call themselves pastors and preachers? Actually, they're more interested in their own financial welfare than they are in teaching the Word of God and seeking the welfare of the souls in their congregation. Now, we're speaking about a gleaning time, and God is calling His people out of confusion. In Revelation chapter 18 and verse 1, we find these words: "And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies." Here's the way that God is gleaning these souls from spiritual confusion. Listen. In Jeremiah 16:16, we find these words: "Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks." Let me give you another scripture which describes God's people and the highway of holiness. Beginning with Isaiah 35 and verse 8, "And highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." In other words, God desires unity among His people. Unity and oneness are the things which the enemy surely hates. Then someone might ask, to what is God gathering His people? And may I give the answer to the words of that, in the words of that song: "To unity glorious, rich and complete, one faith and one body, one Lord. One way and one spirit, one hope and one God, they come at the call of His word." And then this scripture from Joel 2 and verse 32: "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we're grateful for the pure and spotless church of God, which includes the redeemed of all races and of every nation and language under heaven. Bless thy word which goes forth over the air. May it find lodging in good and honest hearts. And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. May I take just a moment now to remind you that this message is brought your way over this radio station, as it is each week, by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We're trusting the Lord by faith to move upon the hearts of those who can help us spread His word, and we do appreciate your prayers and cooperation. Be sure to be with us again next week at this same time. Here now is a song, "Praise the Lord, I'm Free." It's sung by the Carver Quartet.
There is peace and joy in the Lord today, more than all in this world of sin. There's a happy life in the the holy way. Praise the Lord, I have entered in. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I am free indeed. In His love, sweet love, and grace for grace. Oh, His precious blood reaches even me. I abide beneath His smiling face. I am blessed today. I am free indeed. What a pleasure to serve the Lord. How it fills my soul with delight to read in His sacred and holy word. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I am free indeed. In His love, sweet love, and grace for grace. Oh, His precious blood reaches even me. I abide beneath His smiling face. Since my cross is gone and my heart is right, oh, how blessed to do His will. Now His yoke is easy, His burden light, and His Spirit my soul doth fill.
And now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.